As of now, we're not seeing increased case counts, although I think a lot of experts would say that over the next couple of weeks and months, we could start to. Even if we do, the fact that we have a large amount of people who are infected already with Omicron and a number of people that have been boosted and vaccinated means that we may not see increases in hospitalizations. But if you want to make sure you're not one of those people that's being hospitalized, make sure you are boosted, because that's the number one thing you can do in case this comes here a little more strongly.
People in some cases are still getting their first booster, still getting vaccinated in other cases. Should we consider another booster shot if somebody would be willing to give it to us?
Well, right now, if you're immunocompromised, a booster shot is recommended after 5 months. And if you're over 65, it's been submitted to the FDA to approve boosters for you. So for others, it hasn't yet. I think the question is all a matter of risk tolerance. If you've been vaccinated and boosted and you're not immunocompromised, you're very unlikely to be hospitalized with COVID. It doesn't mean you might not get some symptoms and might not get sick. And if you want to reduce those odds, then having another booster, wearing a mask when indoors and around others, if there's a lot of cases around, those are two things you can do.
I know you're very concerned about federal funding for continued protection from COVID. Would the federal government pay for a second booster?
Well, this is where Congress needs to act. Right now, countries around the world are buying doses so they can give people their fourth shot. The U.S. is not doing that because the U.S. has not had Congress approve additional funding. That needs to happen. Pfizer and Moderna can only make so many doses. And if the U.S. doesn't put in an order, then there will not be enough doses for fourth doses here in the U.S.
I was seeing something on the New England Journal of Medicine's Twitter feed that a group of unvaccinated people recovering from the Omicron BA.1 variant were found to have antibodies that were largely ineffective in neutralizing the other viral strains. What could that mean for protecting ourselves going forward?
Well, what's interesting is prior infection with Delta doesn't do a great job protecting against Omicron. Prior infection with Omicron doesn't do a great job protecting against Delta. So they're very different virus strains. They're not closely related. Omicron has a lot of different mutations. So it is true that that's not the case. Now, for a sublineage of Omicron, like BA2, it's actually the case that having had Omicron does protect you pretty well because it is much more similar.
In the past, Europe has given us clues about what we're in for. Does Europe provide a less clear example this time, or can we look to that and say, oh boy, here it comes again?
Well, let's look at what's different in Europe than the U.S. and what's the same. Europeans have done a better job vaccinating and boosting their population, so that will mean that that'll protect them more. But they've also had fewer cases of Omicron, so that leaves them a little more exposed. So things will work out a little bit differently country by country now based on what people are describing as layered immunity, which is what are the different layers that are creating immunity in a population, namely having had exposure before, being boosted, being vaccinated. So every country is going to experience things a little bit differently based on those factors. And here in the U.S., it would tell you that we're likely to see potentially an increase in cases, but hopefully it should mean that we're not going to see a concurrent increase in hospitalizations. That is consistent with Europe so far.